Take your Bibles and turn to the book of Matthew chapter 4 as we continue our lessons to the book of Matthew. Let's stand together if you would please. Matthew chapter 4 beginning at verse 12. Matthew chapter 4 beginning at verse 12. Jesus has just come through the temptations and the devil leaveth him. Verse 12 says, "Now when Jesus had heard that John was cast into prison, he departed into Galilee, and leaving Nazareth, he came and dwelt in Capernaum, which is upon the seacoast, in the borders of Zebulun and Naphtali, that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by Isaiah the prophet, saying, 'The land of Zebulun and the land of Naphtali, by the way of the sea, beyond Jordan, Galilee of the Gentiles. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up.' From that time, Jesus began to preach and say, 'Repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand.'" Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you for this day. Lord, we are sorry for those who are ill. Lord, we think especially of Laura Jones and the blood clots that she has. Lord, be with her. And with our others, Lord, who are recovering from surgeries or other issues, Lord, have your hand upon them. Lord, may this day be a blessing and an encouragement. And may we say, Lord, it was good to have been in the house of the Lord. And we ask this in Jesus' name and with thanksgiving. Amen. Thank you, and you may be seated. "And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up." You won't find light looking in the dark. And there are those who are looking for the light. I read this on a sign in an antique store. "Yet all the darkness of the universe cannot put out the light of a single candle." Darkness is the absence of light. The definition of the word light, and if you look it up, there is no good definition. It just simply says brightness. Brightness. I'm going to begin with our conclusion, because I want the conclusion today to be done. Take your Bibles and turn, keeping your place here, to John chapter 1, verses 6 through 9. John chapter 1. John chapter 1, beginning at verse 6. "There was a man sent from God whose name was John. The same came for a witness to bear witness of the light, that all men through him might believe. He was not that light, but was sent to bear witness of that light." Do you know Jesus Christ is your Savior? You're to bear witness of the light. You are to bear witness of the light. "That was the true light, which lighteth every man that cometh into the world. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not." He made the world, and today man wants to say he didn't make it. But we need to be the light. "In the beginning, God created the heaven and the earth, and the earth was without form and void, and darkness was upon the face of the deep." Genesis 1, 1 and 2. "And God said, 'Let there be light.' And there was light. And God saw the light that it was good, and God divided the light from the darkness." That light was not the sun or the stars, because they weren't created to what, day four? Who was the light? Our Lord is the light. He is the light. Number of years ago, Claudine Hartman made one of the posters for our mission conference, and we could still use some more posters for our mission conference, had as her thought, "Blessed is the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk, O Lord, in the light of thy countenance." Psalm 89:15. Blessed are the people who know the joyful sound. And if you know Jesus Christ as your Savior, you know that joyful sound. 2 Corinthians chapter 4, verses 3 and 4. "But if our gospel be hid, it is hid to them that are lost, and whom the God of this world hath blinded the minds of them which believe not, lest the light of the glorious gospel of Christ, who is the image of God, should shine unto them." He has blinded their eyes. But does that mean that we should not shine the light? No. We are still to shine the light. John 8:12. "Then spake Jesus again unto them, saying, I am the light of the world. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness, but shall have the light of life." I am the light of the world. There are others who try to share the light in the fact that they say, I am God, or that there are other ways into heaven. But the Lord does not share his glory. He is the creator God. He is a holy God. He is a just God. We love the fact that he is a loving God. But he hates sin. May I say this? He loves the sinner. And I am so very glad that he loves me. And this is the condemnation. That light has come into the world. And men loved darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For everyone that doeth evil hateth the light, neither cometh to the light, lest his deeds should be reproved. John 3:19-20. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Those who do not come into the light, those who do not accept him as the way, the truth, and the life, those who are not willing will spend eternity in hellfire. But then I find it interesting, and you have also, as you read Revelation 22:5, "And there was no night there, and they need no candle, neither light of the sun, for the Lord God giveth them light." Light. What does light do? It exposes things, correct? All of you who have been to a dentist, and I presume all of you have been to a dentist, you never go into a dentist office and they have a light that's a 20 water. Number one, there's always light in the room, and then if that's not enough, they put that big light on you, right? Yes, now, my dentist has an interesting hygienist. She uses like a miner's cap. You can witness of that too. And she shines that, and she talks, and the light's in my eyes, and then it's in my mouth, and I think, it just keep it in my mouth. But why are they shining that light into my mouth? Because there's no light in there, is there? The light reveals. What does the light of the Lord reveal? What reveals our need? It reveals the fact that we need a Savior. It reveals the fact that if there is sin in our life, we need to repent. And Jesus came preaching, repent. His cousin, John the Baptist, proclaimed, repent. Now, I could say to you, do you have sin in your life? And I would know that all of you would agree readily, there is sin in your life. So since there's sin in your life, is there something for which you need to repent? Now, I believe this. I know Jesus Christ is my Savior. Does that mean I never have to say I'm sorry to the Lord again? No. This morning I got up and I was going to have wheat checks. Anybody else have wheat checks today? Nobody else had wheat checks? I was at Kroger's the other day, and they had wheat Chex and corn Chex at really reduced prices because they had the picture of the Grinch on it. Well, you can't be selling cereal with Grinch on it at the end of January, can you? Well, you can at half price. Yeah, so I got some, and I'm eating, going to have wheat Chex, and I said, Lord, forgive me and help me. Why do I need to ask the Lord to forgive me? I've already asked him to be my Savior. Why do I ask him to forgive me? Go ahead, say it, folks. Come on, I'm a what? I'm a sinner. Come on, add at me again. I'm a sinner. Yes. And so we ask the Lord to forgive us. Now, I know he has forgiven me. He died on the cross. But that doesn't mean I shouldn't say I'm sorry. You ever, gentlemen, I'm going to speak to you because women never would do this. But gentlemen, have you ever fussed at your wife? See, my wife's not here. I can say this. Have you ever fussed at your wife unnecessarily? Have you ever said something like, well, I'm not going to say like, that you said something that you wish you hadn't after it was out of your mouth? Any of you men going to please thank you, Jim, for at least agreeing with me? I'm not saying that you've ever done this. Just say, well, okay, so I said something stupid to her. She'll get over it. Is she going to get over it? And the longer you wait, what? The worse it gets. The cold shoulder goes to cold shoulders. You better do what? You better apologize. Well, do you think you ought to apologize to the Lord of the universe when you've done something wrong? And there are times we sin and we don't even know we've sinned. But we need to say we're sorry. He said, repent. Repent. When Jesus heard that John had been put into prison, he then went to preach. Matthew 14, verses 3 and 4 says, Herod had laid hold on John and bound him and put him in prison for Herodias' sake, for his brother Philip's wife. For John said unto him, it is not lawful for thee to have her. John the Baptist, of course, would be beheaded for speaking the truth. Mark 1:14 says, now after that John was put in prison, Jesus came into Galilee preaching. The people that sat in darkness saw great light. May I say this? I'm not against the Super Bowl. I guess it's not a big thing. The Lions have decided never to go. Super Bowl 53, isn't it? The Lions are what, one of three teams that have never been there? Am I right? I think it's one of three teams. Is that right? One of three teams. The other two teams are expansion teams. But anyways, I'm not against the Super Bowl. I do hope that Los Angeles does not win. I root against whatever Los Angeles produces. I just do. I would like Kansas City to have gone, but okay, let's move along. But is that going to bring light into the life of people? No. No. We find that society sits in darkness. And they get excited over something. And may I say this, that some of those companies will spend more money for one 30-second advertisement than we will have as a church to send forth the missions through our history. Yeah, I think it'd be great if one of them said, we are not going to put money into a Super Bowl advertisement. We are going to share that money with fundamental Bible-believing Baptist churches so they can send out missionaries. Wouldn't that be great? Amen. Amen. Pie in the sky thinking, but they believe that financial security is the light. Wrong. They think that education brings light. What's nice that we have education, and I'll be glad for the medical things that they can do, and I'm glad for the fact that we can have cars that are amazing, and aren't our cars amazing today? And you have in your pocket or in your purse a little computer. Aren't those amazing? They're amazing, and I'm glad for education and technology, but it will not bring saving grace. It doesn't provide the light. We believe humanism will provide light, but they're wrong. People today are blinded by this idea that all have a right to do whatever they want, that will bring peace and happiness. Wrong. The light is found here. Amen. Jesus is the light. And we need to come to the light. And Jesus said, repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Do you have a guarantee of tomorrow? No, you don't. My brother died at the age of 38. I heard of a pastor's son the other day whose son had died at the age of 35. I had a funeral for a girl who was about 5 years old. You have no guarantee of tomorrow. No guarantee. So you had better be right with the light. You had better be right with Jesus Christ. Isaiah 5 verses 20 and 21 say, woe unto them that call evil good and good evil, that put darkness for light and light for darkness. Woe unto them that are wise in their own eyes and prudent in their own sight. Back, if you would, there to Matthew chapter 4, verses 16 and 17. The people which sat in darkness saw great light. And to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light has sprung up. From that time, Jesus began to preach and to say, repent. It's one thing for Paul Madonna to say, repent. Tonight, Pastor Stephen will be speaking, and he may bring into his lesson or his message the thought of repentance. And that's because we are quoting someone from the Word of God. But when Jesus speaks, we should what? Listen. And Jesus said, repent. Shall we stand together? Our song of invitation today is softly and tenderly 382. You can come to the altar and you can pray by yourself. If you'd like someone to pray with you, let us know, and we would be glad to pray with you. You may want to come because you've been saved, but you've never been baptized, or maybe you'd like to come and join our church. Maybe you just need to take care of something here at the altar. Dear Heavenly Father, as we have this time of invitation, we ask that you would bless it, and Lord, may your Spirit move. And we ask this in Jesus' name. Amen.